Here's a review of the voices from this morning, delivering various updates about the war in Iraq. Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair begins, followed by Britain's Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon, then Iraq's President Saddam Hussein through an interpreter, and finally, U.S. Commanding General Tommy Franks.
It is worth restating our central objectives. They are to remove Saddam Hussein from power and ensure Iraq is disarmed of all chemical, biological, nuclear weapons programs. But in achieving these objectives, we have also embraced other considerations. We want to do this campaign in a way that minimizes the suffering of ordinary Iraqi people brutalized by Saddam, to safeguard the wealth of the country for the future prosperity of the people, and to make this a war not of conquest but of liberation.
We should not underestimate the huge logistical effort required to support this. The speed of the advance will have to take into account the demands of resupply and sustainment.
These forces this time has invaded our land, and everywhere it goes it faces resistance, and every time it advances and leaves the desert behind, it finds the Iraqis surrounding it and opening fire and resisting it. The members of the party and the tribes and the fidayeen and the armed forces, everyone has been heroic in their resistance.
I actually have seen no surprise here, and I think that that our people on the ground have not seen a surprise. There are people in the Iraqi army, whether Special Republican Guard or fidayeen, who have a lot of allegiance to this regime. And so one can expect, I'll use the term that my boss Don Rumsfeld used a while back when he said, you know, you're going to come across dead enders. And we have come across dead enders, and we've had some terrific firefights with some of these. Not unexpected.
U.S. Commander General Tommy Franks, before him, Iraq's President Saddam Hussein, Britain's Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon, and Britain's Prime Minister Tony Blair. Joining me now is NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty. Good morning.
Good morning.
What are the latest developments?
Well, first, let's talk about the helicopter. In the press conference, General Franks confirmed that a U.S. helicopter did go down this morning during attacks on Republican Guard forces near Baghdad. He said that the two crew members are missing in action. He also denied that Iraqi farmers had shot down the aircraft, as the Iraqi information minister had asserted earlier today, but he didn't say why the helicopter was forced to land. He also gave some numbers on Iraqi prisoners. He said the U.S. has captured about 3,000 Iraqi prisoners so far, and he talked about the PSYOPs campaign. He says it kind of continues with a vengeance. They've dropped something like 28 million leaflets urging soldiers to get out of the war, and he says that they are in contact with a number of Iraqi unit leaders.
News reports suggest the U.S. military is meeting stiff resistance.
Well, they have met stiff resistance, especially as the U.S. and British forces begin to engage with the elite Republican Guard troops that are ringing Baghdad right now. And Western forces are still meeting pockets of resistance in the south of the country as well. There's Nasiriyah, where at least 10 Western personnel died, and more were wounded and even more are missing. There is the port city of Qasr, where infantry troops and fighters from the ruling Ba'ath party were still holding out. And then there's Basra in the south, where two British soldiers have gone missing. Also, we should note that the first wounded have been evacuated to Europe, so that's going on as well.
What did General Frank say about the resistance?
Well, he acknowledged it. He said, you know, he talked about, we heard this in the clip, that he talked about the Fedayeen and the Republican Guard troops loyal to Saddam, and that we can expect more resistance, more attacks from those people. Those attacks will probably get more intense as the U.S. U.S. forces reach Baghdad. But he also said Americans have to take really a larger perspective. He said the progress by the fifth day of the war has been, quoting here, rapid and in some cases dramatic. He said U.S. and British forces have struck at command and control centers and military formations all over the country. They've secured oil fields in the south. They've made progress at clearing the channel from where there are a lot of mines that have been laid in the Persian Gulf area by the Iraqis, and they hope to soon begin getting food and medicine and other humanitarian aid into the country. He says, you know, that's pretty good.
General Franks was asked about chemical weapons, but he was pretty vague on that subject.
Right. You'll recall that there were reports that U.S. forces captured a chemical plant near Najaf, and the plant may have contained chemical weapons. As you know, chemical weapons have been a really big concern for the military and a justification for entering Iraq. Today, Franks would not say if they found chemical weapons at the plant or not, or anywhere else for that matter. He said some suspected sites are under U.S. control, others are not, and sometimes they don't test these sites for chemical or biological weapons for some time.
Saddam Hussein appeared on television today. What are intelligence officials saying about the authenticity of that?
Well, right now they're reserving judgment until they can analyze the tape. But I have to say already, people have raised questions about when that tape was made. Let me just talk about the tape for a second. Saddam, if anyone saw it, they could tell that he looked tan and he looked composed and he looked a whole lot better than the man who appeared on Iraqi television last week. He praised the troops in Umm Qasr, the port city that the U.S., of course, has been struggling to hold since Friday. So analysts look at that and say, well, you know what? It seems as if the tape was probably made after the war actually began. But then they say, you know, it's interesting to note what Saddam left unsaid. He didn't mention the gains that the Iraqis made yesterday, namely the stiff resistance and fighting. And after the speech, British Defense Secretary Jeff Hoon said that the speech was pre-taped and it is not conclusive evidence that Saddam is alive.
NPR's Barbara Bradley-Hagerty.